9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Federal investigators are now examining the wreckage of a small plane and looking into what caused it to crash outside the nation's capital, killing all four people on board. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio has the latest from Washington.
A loud sonic boom shattered the Sunday afternoon quiet in and around Washington, D.C. It was caused when F-16 fighter jets raced to intercept a Cessna Citation airplane that had entered restricted airspace. The pilot did not respond to repeated attempts to contact the plane, and it later crashed in a wooded mountainous area in western Virginia.
Experts say the pilot may have had a medical emergency. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds is slamming former President Trump for skipping a big Republican event this weekend.
I think it was a missed opportunity. We had nearly 1,000 Iowans that were at the state fairgrounds to listen to the candidates that are vying to be the president of the United States.
Other GOP presidential contenders met with voters on big conservative talking points from immigration to abortion. Looks like Prince Harry will not be in court taking on tabloids today in Britain after all.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Harry's not expected to testify until tomorrow, but a mob of photographers had staked out the courthouse, hoping he'd attend today's hearing. The judge hoped so, too, expressing surprise that the Duke of Sussex wasn't there to hear his own case resume. Harry's lawyer explaining he'd flown in late so he could attend daughter Lilibet's second birthday.
The World Health Organization wants to expand a global health certification system.
The World Health Organization wants to use Europe's digital COVID pass as a basis for a new worldwide effort to track health across much of the globe. It would expand digitized international vaccination cards and will be aimed at protecting people from health threats, including possible future pandemics, and allow countries to track certain health issues.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
We have one more thing.
The one thing Apple's focused on today, virtual reality. The company is reportedly set to unveil a new VR headset at its annual developers conference, which could be another milestone notch in its gaming tech. And Twitter's not exactly thriving since Elon Musk took over. In fact, according to the New York Times, ad sales this spring are down 59% for the platform compared to this same time last year. Current and former employees are reportedly worried that advertisers are bailing over an increase in hate speech and pornography on the platform. There's also been a surge in ads for weed products and online gambling. Its new CEO takes over today. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeastern Wisconsin. Police in West Dallas are asking for help finding a missing 64-year-old woman. Mary Jennings walked away from her residence on West Greenfield Avenue Saturday afternoon. She has brown eyes and gray hair. It's not known what she was wearing. Milwaukee saw a surge in shootings over the weekend, with a total of 13 people being shot, resulting in three fatalities, including a one-year-old child. Saturday marked the most violent day, with eight people being shot. A summertime job with honor is available in Kenosha. Jimmy Kaska has more.
The city of Kenosha is hiring lifeguards. The pools are open through August, and the city is offering a salary of up to $17 an hour. A media release says lifeguards who complete Red Cross lifeguard certification and work for 30 days will be reimbursed for the class.
There's more on the city's website. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras, Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras, Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alma Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do you feel about Amazon? Simple question. 844-967-2789. How do you feel about Amazon and how many different services they provide and how many different industries they play in? Is it convenient? Is it simply the free market? Are they a monopoly? Do you feel like they've ruined? Well, I guess Walmart really ruined Main Street, and then Amazon potentially ruined Walmart.
Finished off the rest. Yeah.
But how do you feel about Amazon? Do you use it begrudgingly because it's so convenient, but you don't really like admitting that you shop on Amazon as much as you do? Do you avoid it at all costs because of the monopoly of it and wanting to shop local? Just as simple, how do you feel about Amazon? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane Matinair, how do you feel about Amazon?
You know, it's interesting. I am a Prime member.
Okay.
And I like the video. I like the Prime video feature. But I don't shop nearly as much as I used to on Amazon.
Interesting.
I'm trying to buy more local.
Okay.
You know, local hardware stores, local, even though DSW is a chain, but just I'm trying to spend more dollars in my own neighborhood.
I think that's admirable and good. I find myself in the times of needing something fast.
You can't beat it.
It's just the thing that I know if I order it today, it'll be here by tomorrow or the day after.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this about me, Jane. I'm not always good at planning ahead.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked by that, Kristen Bry.
So I'm going to an event on Thursday and like the theme is purple-ish. And so, yet literally, like this morning, I was like, I need to get some purple accessories. And I was like, what am I going to? Because if I go to shop door to like at brick and mortar stores,
right,
they may just not have something. And if I order it from somewhere else, it may not show up yet on here on time. And so, like, that is usually where I find myself going to Amazon. Because I know that they'll have it. I know they'll have something. And I know it'll get here in time. But I squarely put myself in the bucket of shame. Shame about using Amazon as much as I do simply because of the convenience and not because it's a superior product or, you know, like I totally, with full understanding of how detrimental Amazon is and what a tool Jeff Bezos seems like he is. still being like, well, darn it.
It's the Amazon cone of shame.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Amazon cone of shame.
Sponsored by Amazon.
Yes. Brought to you by Amazon. You too could have your own cone. Just order now. No, I hear you. It is so convenient. But I've gotten some things through Amazon that were not great. And I didn't want to have to go through the whole return process.
But they make the return process so easy.
It wasn't as easy a couple of years ago as it is now.
Okay. Because now you don't even have to repackage it. You literally just have to put it in the packaging.
But
you don't have to put it in a box.
I know.
And they just scan it at UPS or Kohl's or whatever. And they're like, all right, you're good.
Yeah. But again, that wasn't necessarily the case a few years ago. So the stuff I've gotten from them has not always been of the best quality.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Things come dented. Things come dinged. Things come a little
bent.
Things
don't last. Well, I'm on my second phone mount in our
in the car.
So I don't have my phone in my hand. Like I can, like if I have directions up or whatever, right. I'm getting done. And now over the weekend it broke again.
And how much did you pay for it? What, 20 bucks?
20 bucks. So how do you feel about Amazon? And I'm asking for a specific reason that I'm going to get to in a second, but I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Over the weekend, there was some news. It's rumors. It's just rumors. But Amazon may soon enough be dangling yet another perk in front of prospective Prime members. The chance to save bigly. I haven't heard that in a while. The chance to save a lot of money on your monthly phone bill. And so the company is in talks with wireless carriers about potentially offering a Prime wireless plan that could range anywhere from $10 to $0.
What?
You could, instead of paying the average American phone plan for an individual is $144 a month.
Oh my gosh.
And this is, again, it's rumors, but it could be somewhere between $0 and $10 per month for Amazon Prime members. So you'd still have to be a Prime member.
Okay.
And it sounds like the reports are T-Mobile, Verizon, Dish. They've all been involved in the talks, though the idea would take months. And no one is actually saying that this is a real thing yet. But obviously some sleuth reporters are hearing things that these conversations are actually happening. But as they said, we're always exploring adding even more benefits for Prime members, but don't have plans to add wireless at this time. But I saw that this morning, and it would be a huge benefit.
That's enormous.
And it's also like talk about monopoly, especially with the Sprint T-Mobile merger, Verizon. I mean, it's not a monopoly because it's three companies, but like they have you. For the most part, it's like internet. There's this like energy, internet, phone companies, like they have you.
Yep.
And so to go from paying somewhere between $90 and $150 a month to zero for the cost of your Prime membership of $130, $140 for the year, it's like, is that bad? But also, like, this is within the same 6 month time period that Amazon closed their deal with One Medical. So now they offer like healthcare.
Right.
And it's like, how big and expansive and broad is this company going to go where it is convenient and there is benefits to consumers? But it's also like, are you just getting too big? I don't know. 844-967-2789.
Jay from Bayview is joining us. Hey, Jay, what do you think about Amazon taking over the world?
Well, I thought I'd call in because I listen to you guys sometimes, and I happen to work at Amazon.
There you go.
Currently. And it is one of those things. I could tell you a few of my thoughts before if you have any lingering questions, but the thing is that I like to tell people is that from someone who's worked there for a couple of years, and I still currently work there, I'll try to not divulge any personal information.
For sure.
But it's not as bad from what I've seen, you know, over the past couple of years as some of the things make it out to be, I guess. I mean, you know, personal things that I see personally, it's not, I mean, it's,
as an employer,
that people always ask me, yeah, as an employer, when people ask me, you know, oh, that's so crazy that you work at Amazon. Is it, do you see people wearing diapers, or are people like passing out on the floors? And I'm like, no, they stress people to take breaks. All right, that's great. Is it still, you know, physical work in a warehouse? Yeah, it's pretty grueling work, but I feel like any warehouse work is.
Absolutely.
The thing that gets a lot of people, though, is that Amazon has great health benefits, and some of the most vulnerable people looking for health benefits are currently the elderly. So there's a lot of older people that are struggling with the work, but they know that Amazon gives great health insurance, you know, I believe day one. So they're, you know, pushing their bodies to the limit in these hot warehouses, whether or not that's, you know, work for, you know, anybody who comes off the street. I don't know. There's a particular person that probably thrives off of it. I don't know if it's, you know, people that are as old as my, you know, my father, you know, it's a struggle to think about that. And it's okay. It's not the great. There's very few people that I talk to currently that are enjoying their current work situation in this economic climate. So whether or not, you know, I can say like, oh, it's great to work for this, you know, this huge, huge corporation that I just think about, you know, Jeff Bezos going into space, and Jeff Bezos on his giant yacht, and then
Hero.
He has, like, a yacht for his yacht because he couldn't have a helipad. So like he has a separate yacht for the helipad so he can get to his current yacht. You know, that's, you know, a struggle as I'm, you know, sitting in a break room where, you know, like things are breaking down. They're like, ah, we're sorry about this current thing, but, you know, we'll get right on it. And everyone's trying to, you know, have a cheerful atmosphere. There's a lot of good people, you know, just trying to do current work. But it's a weird thing when Prime Day comes around and people, your friends talk to you and they're like, hey, you know, I did order some stuff from Amazon. I hope you don't mind. And I'm like, I don't mind. It's not me, you know, like, thanks for helping me, for, you know, providing me with, like, I can get paid, you know, it's okay. I think a lot of people see it as like a stepping stone. And then very soon they're like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. So, it's like the trade off where the work is hard and not very rewarding, but the benefits and the pay make it worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, I would say, that, you know, feel that way. And it's because you can kind of get in the door very easily. It is like a constant, you know, rotating, you know, what do you call it? Turnstile of people,
yes,
you know,
characters. Sure.
Yeah. That just like, they can freely, you know, let go of like the bottom, you know, 10% of people at the lowest rung, knowing that there are plenty of people that'll, you know, come right in and, you know, get up off the street and, you know, just do the work. So it's a really interesting experience. It's something I've never experienced before in my, some odd years of work
in your employment.
Had quite a few things.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. That was fascinating.
Great,
thank you for calling and letting us know. And thank you for listening.
And I do want to say, Jay, I'm relieved to know that you're not seeing people urinating in bottles.
Or diapers.
That's always good to know.
That's a whole a different aspect of it that I hadn't been thinking about, is there's also the Amazon. And I still go back to Greg's joke from last week of like Jay's folks working in the warehouses and their employment concerns versus we don't get to work from home anymore corporate offices. All right. Well, we're going to keep this going. How do you feel about Amazon? And you can take that, interpret it however you want. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you think it needs to be regulated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 81. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 540 AM WAUK.
How do you feel about Amazon? Or I guess more specifically, how do you feel about Amazon getting into the wireless game and offering you a free phone plan if you're a Prime member? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And it's not, it's a deal that is still in the rumor mill.
Right.
Versus rolling it out anytime soon. But it's just because back in February, we talked about it on this show, is when the deal went through for Amazon to buy One Medical. And now Amazon is in the business of giving you healthcare.
Yeah.
And so the membership benefits of having access to the One Medical app is you get 24/7 on-demand virtual care nationwide, no extra cost. You can send and receive secure messages through a provider, access your health records, request prescription refills, and all this stuff on like Amazon technology, which is still, you know, probably better than, what does Aurora use? I'm trying to think of what like login thing that I have
Isn't
to like.
Isn't it LiveWell?
Yes, LiveWell.
LiveWell.
I would say Amazon's a little more, the user experience is a little bit elevated than LiveWell.
They're not so bad. They have the beating heart on there.
They do. Yeah. They do have the beating heart. But and so it's like, it's wild to think that under one company, it's shopping and e-commerce. It's Prime and I mean, it's like Prime Video. So like any video and music that you want. It's hardware like Alexa and Echo. It's healthcare through One Medical. And it also could be a phone service. And so it just got me thinking this morning. It was just like, to a certain extent, this is convenient and it's offering value. But it's also, do we want one company doing this many things? And that doesn't even get into the fact of what we heard from Jay, our last caller in the last segment, who works for Amazon, of some of the employment concerns of how well they treat or don't treat their
workers.
Their workers. So we were asking you, how do you feel about Amazon? 844-96-PARTY.
It's Jeff Bezos' world, Kristen, and we just shop in it.
Apparently.
From the 541, I have heard great things about the Amazon rainforest, at least the parts that remain. As for the internet reseller, they have certainly made great strides in expanding web-based retail market and comparative shopping for those who take the time. Also, businesses that don't diversify their model often have limited lifespans, i.e. Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Whether Amazon expands under their name or through a subsidiary company, the result is much the same.
Yeah, and like to a certain extent, like I said before, if they offer a more competitive price to undercut, specifically with the phones, Verizon and T-Mobile, Is that a bad thing?
But why would those companies even go into an agreement with Amazon?
Well, I don't know if they will be the ones.
Okay, right. Again, this is just rumored.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking, the one that, so they, because honestly, on Friday, all of their stock prices dipped when this news broke.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so, so for the mobile, the big mobile carriers, the news sent their stocks down as Wall Street feared a new low-cost mobile offering could undercut their vice grip on the market. Verizon and AT&T dropped more than 3% on Friday, and T-Mobile fell over 7%. But the smallest player of the group, Dish Network, if you remember putting satellites on your house, they did not comment, but they saw a surge of 16%.
That's really interesting.
So the provider is trying to revamp its image from the people who sold your parents an expensive satellite dish to a big name wireless competitor. And a deal with Amazon could be the key to making that happen. So there you go.
Does Amazon need to continue to grow?
Probably.
They can't remain profitable even if you don't continue expanding?
Well, most of their business lines aren't profitable. They make all their money from cloud services.
Oh, wow.
So they, from like cloud storage, that's where they make most of their money. And they lose money every year on shopping. Largely because of what we talked about before with the e-commerce is such an expensive business to get into because Amazon has changed our expectations around being able to return whatever you want, being able to return things after you actually even wear it.
Right.
How fast shipping is for free. And so the expectation, and all that stuff is very expensive. So as far as I understand, Amazon does not make money from their e-commerce business, their business line.
They've just made us really spoiled.
Which makes it thus very hard for other e-commerce companies to compete on the customer service aspect of the scale of being able to ship things that fast, be able to respond that fast, being able to make returns that easy, and also not like lose, like be gouged on returns. And that actually, I think I haven't read into it more so than just a couple headlines of there's now a new movement of e-commerce to not make it like return anything. You can just return anything. Because they're losing so much money on it.
That's crazy.
And so I thought that was, again, the cone of shame. I don't know. Like, I feel like, because I don't actually have, I hopefully they never crack down on, just like Netflix did on password sharing for Prime. Because I certainly, between Mike's Prime and my mother's Prime, have never had to have a Prime membership myself.
Well, I do all the shit. My husband will tell me things he wants from Prime because I'm the one with the membership. Yeah.
Which makes a little more sense. I think I should get off my mother's entirely and just our household of Mike and I can have a Prime. But the fact that I've been on my mom's basically since I think Prime was rolled out.
And by the way, I probably have a couple purple accessories that I can loan you so you don't
get
have
some purple earrings for me.
I'll look.
All right.
But we can find something for you.
All right.
So you don't have to wear the Amazon cone of shame to go shopping just for purple
earrings. That
will
fall apart in like by next week.
It's going to disintegrate.
All right. When we come back, headlines, the good, the bad, and the petty. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB is now investigating a small plane crash that killed four people yesterday in Virginia. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has details.
The Cessna was headed from Tennessee to Long Island, New York, when it began flying straight for Washington, D.C. Military F-16s were scrambled to intercept it. The pilot was unresponsive.
Protesters are flooding City Hall in Atlanta now as city leaders get set to vote on a controversial $30 million law enforcement complex known as Cop City. Jasmine Burnett is among them.
We've been out here time and time again. each time our demands have been ignored, but we're going to keep showing up to show how illegitimate the system really is.
And Prince Harry's a no-show today in court as he and other celebs sue a British tabloid for allegedly hacking their phones. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
All those testifying in the phone hacking trial had been asked to be present when their individual cases came up, which Harry's has.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeastern Wisconsin. A 76-year-old man died in a Waukesha car crash yesterday. It happened at Les Paul Parkway and West St. Paul Avenue. Part of I-94 in Kenosha was shut down yesterday as police arrested a homicide suspect from Milwaukee. The high-risk traffic stop caused a temporary closure of northbound traffic for about 20 minutes. The number of shootings in Milwaukee continues to rise as police report 13 shooting incidents over the weekend. Three people, including a one-year-old, were killed. The summer celebration season in Racine's Monument Square started with a somber yet hopeful event Friday.
We are here to not only remember those that we've lost, but amplify the crisis that we do have in our city right now.
Nikita Hamer with Voices of Black Mothers United led the anti-gun violence event. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're here early.
We are.
We started at 10 today instead of 11. We told you we would do this. So hopefully anyone who's thinking that they're going to join at 11 realizes they'll only get an hour.
Yeah. We're on 10 to noon.
Because we're out at noon. And so far, so good, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely.
With the changes this morning and the changes of... lineup?
All across the network.
Earl stepped out. Earl said he was really fast.
Well, Earl's been doing a three-hour show for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And we did our first couple of months, and our one-year anniversary is coming up next month.
July. My anniversary is July 5th. What's yours?
Mine is the 15th.
All right. There you go. Wow, we've been doing this a year.
Just about. But yeah, the first couple of months we did 2 hours, and then we expanded to three, and now... with some additions of talent across the network, now we have been cut back to two.
Which is fine by me.
That's fine by me, too.
Which is hopefully means I'll make more videos now and have other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Certainly not to get necessarily just getting the time back to go twiddle my thumbs, But we will be doing other things and creating other content for sure. But yes, we are at our new time, and everyone seems to still be here. We're still getting texts and calls, and no one's called to be like, why isn't Earl on?
Not so far.
Why isn't Todd on?
844-967-2789. If you would like to call in and yell and or text, 844-967-PARTY.
All right. Well, this is the time of the show where we go through some headlines that are good, some that are bad, and some that are, well, for today, they are, I'm describing it as petty and hilarious.
This may be my favorite segment.
But we'll get to that at the end. So, okay. The first good headline, Disney welcomes gay days in Florida as the feud with DeSantis rages on. So I didn't know that this was a thing. This is three decades. This has been going on since 1991.
Wow, at Disney.
At Disney. And Disney doesn't organize it. It is organized by outside groups, but it is during Pride, and it is a week-long event of gay, and it's called Gay Days. And it's LGBTQ plus people descending upon Disney World and having a week of events, and they're going on the rides and everything.
Tons of money.
Bringing in tons of money. And despite travel advisories, despite the atmosphere in general right now on DeSantis, considering DeSantis's war on woke culture, even though this has been happening for 3 years and this is not a new being gay is not a new phenomenon, turns out.
Shockingly, no.
But it sounds like it was a little bit slower than it's been in the past because of, like I said, the travel advisories and also, I think the calculation of, do you want to spend your money there? But it also, I think for some people, saw it as a act of celebration, an act of protest.
Yes.
That we are here, we're not going away. And it sounds like it, so far, it's gone off without a hitch.
Great.
So I thought that was a good thing for them and a good pride story. I also got a good pride story to end the both hours. Because I went to Pride yesterday. And on Friday.
What a beautiful weekend
that
for
was
it, man.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's perfect.
So we'll get into that later. But then also, Tennessee has some interesting
this was big
news that we will get to in a second. But another, I'm putting this as a good, well, it'll be even better once it actually passes. But another good headline, some updates on the Safe Harbor Bill, which we've talked about before on the show, which is regarding in Wisconsin. So riddle me this. Help me make sense of this. So the age of consent to sex in Wisconsin is 18.
Okay.
So if you are an adult who has sex with a minor that is consensual, it is statutory rape. If there's money involved, the minor can get charged for prostitution.
Right.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't.
How does it make sense that simply because even though they're still under 18, now they are liable. They're not being preyed upon. They're responsible for their actions when there's money involved, but not when there's no money involved. And so this is a bill that has been introduced three times. This is the fourth time it has been introduced. It had a hearing last Thursday. It is bipartisan. And this is similar legislation that's been passed in multiple other states that it's referred to the Safe Harbor Bill. So basically it's saying that if you are a minor, you can't be charged for prostitution because so often, one, you can't give consent.
Right, because you're under 18.
Because you're under 18. And two, it is a fear tactic that human traffickers use for people who are under their
control.
To keep them in control of saying that if you tell anyone, you will go to jail. You'll be charged for prostitution. You'll have a record. And so it keeps people from actually coming forward or trying to get help because they think they're going to get in trouble.
And in this instance, here in Wisconsin, they would.
They would, and they have.
Yes.
And so this has been introduced in 2017, in 2019, and 2021. But it has never cleared the full legislature. Here's hoping the fourth time's a charm because they did. They heard, they had a hearing last week. And I feel like there is more momentum on this, and hopefully it is starting to get through to some of the GOP legislatures that no, this is not legalizing prostitution. And so I'm putting that in the hopeful category.
Okay, we'll add a category.
The hopeful
the good,
for today.
The hopeful, the bad, and the petty.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. all right, so moving on to the bad. I think this is bad. I understand to a certain extent some of the arguments, but Republicans last week cut Evers' $750 million broadband plan from the state budget, saying that the federal funds will take care of it.
Fed money will pay for it.
The Fed money will pay for it. We don't have to earmark this, even though federal money is slow, is very slow. And this money could have help with different stop gaps, because there is a huge gap between applicants for broadband projects mm-hmm. and what actually gets fulfilled. And it just continues to feel, because this comes back to the market failure, like idea of a market failure, right? Because for profit companies, it doesn't make sense. There is not enough
density.
There's not enough population and potential consumers who are going to pay them a monthly subscription to go lay the fiber in these areas. But because internet has, I argue, become a public good that you need to be able to access to engage and be in the 21st century, as we all witnessed during COVID. And so your lack of access, if you need to work from home, if your kids need to work, do schoolwork from mm-hmm. home, being able to actually be on the internet is something that so many of us take for granted. And if you don't have access to it, or it is that slow, you are purposefully being left behind.
Well, in this day and age, this is almost akin to rural areas that got electricity less.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally.
As you said, you have to do everything online now.
And so this is the case where government needs to step in, because it doesn't make sense for private companies to front the money that they're not going to see back from it. And so, but this is like a service that needs to be provided to your citizens. And so the fact that they just don't feel, especially because a lot of these guys represent rural areas.
Right, where they need broadband access. I'm also confused because I thought we didn't trust money that came from the federal government.
I know. I was thinking the same
right?
thing as I
don't
was reading
we
this.
Reject
like,
all,
don't
we reject federal money all because they're not, I don't know, it's bad money apparently.
Yeah, it's why we haven't expanded Medicaid.
Exactly.
Oh, nothing's for free.
Right. We're going to end up having to pay for it in the end. So don't take it. So this seems a little odd to me.
Yeah. All right. So then I want to spend some time on this. So the petty. A couple months ago, we opened the show asking if you thought the Bible should be banned in schools. As we're talking about
book banning
and what is appropriate subject matter and topics for children. And so often the books that are getting banned are citing mostly sex. Mostly.
It's pornographic.
And so in Utah, a parent, this was a couple months ago, a parent wrote a letter asking for the Bible to be banned and had plenty of quotes from the Bible that were, you know, borderline obscene, because the Bible's a little violent.
It's extremely
violent.
It's got
violent. A lot of sex in it. It's got some incest in it.
And rape.
and lo and behold, a Utah school district banned the best-selling book of all time. The Davis School District in Utah is removing the King James Bible from its elementary and middle schools after a parent complained it was too violent and vulgar to be read by children. It might not stop there. On Friday, another parent from the same school district issued a complaint about the Book of Mormon, which is a religious text of Utah's own Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Last year, the state's GOP government passed a law that bans pornographic or indecent books in schools. So both of these are being argued that it falls under that category.
This was always the danger of this.
So this is a prime example of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Because I am sure there are some parents who are very not happy with the concept of the Bible being banned. And this is the Vice subline. So the headline was Bible's banned from Utah schools after parent demanded its removal. The parent wrote that the Bible's, quote, incest, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos. There's dildos in the Bible?
I must have missed that verse.
Rape and even infanticide should make it illegal in schools under Utah book banning laws. And I think they're right. I mean, I don't... if that's the rule, that is probably more egregious than most of the books, other books that were in the libraries, as far as full content.
But see, the Bible shouldn't be covered because that's their book.
Yes.
Our book has special powers.
But this has to be for public schools, though.
I would imagine, yeah, you because can't do that in religious schools.
It's just like how we were talking last week with the private schools that get voucher money from the voucher program. And it was so interesting, just as a follow-up to that, I saw some of the drama of that play out on Twitter, because it's Phoebe Petrovic, who we've had on the show before, and she's an investigative journalist for Wisconsin Watch. And Badger Institute and some conservatives started going after her on Twitter for telling, for, you know, I mean,
for talking about it.
They're trying to claim that Wisconsin Watch claims to be nonpartisan, but this is clearly a partisan hack job of her writing that article and also a similar article about the discrimination for kids with disabilities. And she just had to correct them. And I hopefully it gets enough attention of saying, I reached out again and again and again, and no one would talk to me. I would love to still talk to you. I will amend my article if one of you will give me an interview.
Which they will never do.
They'll never do. And then they're also saying that she only used like left-wing propaganda as her sources. And she's like, I used student handbooks as my sources. And I felt so bad for her because it's like, obviously you want to stand up for your work, but it's like, this is going to be a losing battle on Twitter because the people who want to believe them are just going to believe them. But I wanted to at least acknowledge that. Of course, they're trying to discredit her now that she is exposed them a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Some more pride news when we come back that should be celebrated. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alma Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 81. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And so, my brother-in-law, when it's your brother-in-law, is it you still call it in-laws when you're both married into the family?
Yes.
Okay, so my brother-in-law.
That's from my understanding.
Loves this band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I'd like it just for the name.
It's a great name. They're Australian.
It's a fabulous name.
And we kind of tease him because he's so obsessed with them. And I've still have yet to hear any of their music. But over the weekend, they had a rural show in Tennessee. And they dressed in drag.
Oh, wow.
And so my initial thought was, oh my God, are they going to get arrested? But they promoted it, and literally they had gone to some place in Bonnaroo that was, they went to like a thrift store and decked out in dresses and tops and lingerie and sun hats and leggings, all found at a Goodwill store. The members of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard performed in drag on June 3rd as part of a Pride Night celebration during the third of four shows at Caverns, somewhere in rural Tennessee. And like I said, I thought this was going to be an issue.
Right.
Because of everything we know about Tennessee. But this I didn't learn until this morning. Mere hours before their show. So what I don't know is if they were going to do this regardless.
And I bet they were.
I bet they were too.
Yeah.
But U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker had ruled just mere hours before that Tennessee's law restricting drag shows, the first of its kind in the U.S., was unconstitutional.
Snap.
Cheers all around.
Snap, snap, snap. Snap, snap.
Judge Parker, who, it should be noted, was appointed by former President Trump.
Yes.
Said that sexually explicit material is protected under the First Amendment, as is any artistic, scientific, or political speech. An example he cited, a woman imitating Elvis could be penalized under the law as a male impersonator. And so thus, the GOP who had supported this law is disappointed.
I'm sure they
are. I think was their
are.
Official quote.
Well, and didn't the judge say something like, this is so wildly broad and, you know, covers so many things. It's just obvious that this is not constitutional.
Yeah. And so I actually don't know off the top of my head if, because Florida's trying to pass stuff like this too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of measures around the country trying to ban drag. Except, of course, in instances where Marjorie Taylor Greene's new boyfriend.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, footage surfaced of him dressing up in drag.
Recently or like?
It might have been a couple of years ago. It's within the last decade. But that was just a joke. So that was okay.
Well, and that's what's so funny about looking at the pictures of King Gizzard and what they dress, like what they, it's clearly just men in dresses, which is so different from drag. right? Like watching some of the drag queens in the Pride Parade yesterday, I was wearing sneakers. And granted, I'm pregnant. So I was kind of like standing for that long. I was like, I'm over this.
It's all about comfort.
But I was in sneakers and watching some of the drag queens walk in the parade in like 6-inch heels. And I was like, oh my God, that's a level of commitment I don't think I will ever have to an aesthetic ever.
No.
Ever again.
Ever, ever.
I don't think I've ever had it. The highest heels I think I've ever worn, and usually by the end of the night, they're off. Like at a wedding or something, is like maybe four. But watching them just strut around, it's like, what are your feet made out of? How do you make this work?
Just
so like that is a apex of just the makeup, the hair, the effort. It's a little different than just throwing on a sundress and rocking your chest hair with no shame whatsoever.
But it was the point.
But it was the point. And it was the solidarity that I still, hats off. And
I'm assuming that the crowd was cool with this.
Yeah.
And this is in rural Tennessee.
This is in rural Tennessee. But I think this is the thing. I think they're missing the mark. Like, I just don't think that the numbers, which is hard to argue because then you see some of the financial hit that Bud Light and Target and Kohl's and some of those places have gotten. So it's like, but then it feels like the numbers don't add up, where it's like the actual majority of people, if they are either in like, I don't really care. Like, why are we talking about this? Or are actual advocates and allies. And like, it's a small minority of people who are offended and loud and trying to make this a big deal. But clearly they have enough purchasing power that right. They've impacted these brands enough. But I think like it was the GLAAD report we talked about last week that 75% of people would be okay if their family member came out as gay. 65-68% would be okay if their family member came out as trans. 60-some% were okay seeing people hold hands in public. Like we are on the right side of the culture debate as far as just let people live their lives.
Right. It's not impacting yours.
And I think it's the same thing with, you know, just the music, like music in general. Like this is about expression. This is about artistry. And I don't think that they have, like anyone who appreciates music, no matter where you live, probably to a certain extent, or like this kind of music is just like, let people express themselves. But yeah, I mean, the show was hit.
Well, and you could argue that the hair bands from the 90s were drag.
Yeah.
That was drag.
Or is gender bending at least?
What about David Bowie?
For sure.
You know?
Boy George.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we already only have an hour left of the show. Oh, you want to get some text?
I want to share this one text. And this goes back to the prior segment where we were talking about Wisconsin Republicans cutting out Governor Evers' $750 million to expand broadband. And now they're all excited about taking Fed money. Texter from the 608 says, don't forget, in 2011, Scott Walker turned down $23 million from the feds for rural broadband because they claimed it wasn't worth it to install it, when in actuality, it was just to screw over President Obama. So are today's Wisconsin Republicans actually admitting Scott Walker was wrong for not taking that Fed money?
Someone should ask them that.
They would say, we never did that. What?
What?
You're thinking of someone else.
History, it's a good thing to know.
Especially when it's written down.
All right. Well, coming up in the second hour, when we come back, we're going to do a rundown because it is the season. It is the season of getting SCOTUS rulings back. And so wanted to do a little bit of a rundown of what we are expecting to hear from them in basically this month. And then at 1:30, we're going to talk to Joe Salmons, who's a linguist at UW-Madison, who's come on the show before. He's back.
It's going to be great.
Because we're going to talk about the importance of swearing. And I really hope my parents are listening. Because it does not mean that you don't have a good vocabulary, apparently. It actually means you have higher intelligence.
We'll find out.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ain't that news, man, ain't that news. I can't wait to get a home where we can finally be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news, man.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.